insofar as, you know, we have the notion of gzeira d'oraisa, so where the Torah says, okay, don't cook, you know, basar b'chalav together, so you might not come to eat it. And bali ra, bali matzeh, if that's the way you want to say it, because it's not just the possession. Maybe possession itself is offensive, but it also functions as a kind of gzeira d'oraisa against the achilas chametz nisrakaris. But here it's not gzeira d'oraisa in the classical sense, but that the Torah itself is marchik you midvar sheker tirchak. What do we see in Shavuos? It's, you know, vade shikura kamishakra. It's not the lie. I mean, you're not allowed to lie, right? You know, that's an asaras adibros issue. Losan shaker. So it's like creating a harchaka that you shouldn't be mitzuruf to anything that could potentially be dishonest. Again, even if the Rebbe was just asking you to stand there to present, to pose as if you were an aid sheni. So that's an issue of Midrash Sheker Tirchak. The second issue, which I thought was just also absolutely beautiful, was what I call the outer limits of Midrash Sheker Tirchak, where another Dayan could come in and it wouldn't be Midrash Sheker Tirchak for him because Libo Shalim. But if your lave is no kaif and you're really not sure, you have every right to recuse yourself because you don't want to be mitzuref to something that you think might be sheker. And you say, you know, this is all in the context, as we said yesterday, of lo sagur mipneish, that you're not allowed to just willy-nilly recuse yourself. But the Rambam quotes that very same pasuk in terms of ki amishpat lelokimu, you know, in this context. And then again, when the Rambam tries to say, you know, the very difficult balance between, on the one hand, psach picha le'ilem, and helping somebody who clearly has emes on their side. So you're not allowed to be altasas b'chalkarach yadayanim. You're not allowed to be telling for him, but you could help him calm down a little bit, relax him a little bit, mitzchilas hadvarim. So again, you can't put your thumb on the scale in any which way. That is a dvar sheker tirchak issue, but you can at least allow the emes to emerge. So again, this is not sheker in the service of MS. It's not saying, oh, the ends justify the means. You're not allowed to do anything that could approach sheker, but we allow you to try to find a way. Is there one prescription? No, that's what the Rambam says. That requires an enormous amount of experience to know what is and what isn't. So let's take a look today at Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. Probably finish up tomorrow with the Rambams in Sanhedrin. So Asur L'Adam L'Tan Tana Sheker K'dei La'aves Adin O K'dei La'akvo. Okay, it's obstruction of justice or for outright corruption. So we saw this case in Shavuos. Right, because he'll get what he really wants. What does he really want in the end of the day? So Shavuos. So he shouldn't say, right, I'm going to deny everything in Bezdin. Because if I don't deny everything, then what do I have to give him?
Sure.
Well, exactly. Because really, you do owe him 100. So you're not allowed to lie for this person. So let's say you have three individuals who are all owed cumulatively, let's say, $999. Each of them is owed $333. And he denies it, okay? So he's absolutely allowed to deny it. Let them produce witnesses. They have to produce two witnesses to be motzi mamon. But they don't have any edim here. So then what do? They get smart. Why do you think that they have three here? What's their way of getting smart? One guy is going to claim, you owe me 99, and the other two guys are going to be the edim. And what's going to happen? They're going to get to the back room over there, and they're going to start divvying out the cash. Okay, you could do that. All of a sudden, al pishnayim edim yakum davar. They could do that. So you could say, why isn't that a case where the Gemara would say, vadei shikur kamishakra? The answer is, right, because in the end of the day, does he owe this amount of money? He does owe this amount of money, and they know that he owes this amount of money. So they're not saying something which is a sheker, right? They're saying something which is ultimately truthful, but they're using a deceitful mechanism to get the result that they want. So that's how the Rambam started out. Look at how precise the Rambam's language is. Asur l'adam l'ton taina sheker k'dei la'aves hadin o k'dei la'akvo. The taina may be sheker, but the result is not a sheker. Okay? The result is absolutely not a sheker. The taina is that you owe this guy $999, that's a sheker, because really he owes each of them $333, okay? So it's a taina sheker. But in the end of the day, is the, in the absolute objective sense, is this a sheker? No, because he owes $999 to this group of people, and that's really what they're pursuing, is they're trying to find a way to get at a truthful and just solution. But again, in halacha, as you would expect, the ends, you know, do not justify the means, and a person is not allowed to engage in this for the sake of engineering the result that they are interested in achieving. So I think, again, to reconceptualize, Midrash Shekir Tirchak isn't just a gezeira d'oraisa against a person ever, you know, actually telling a lie. It may have that dimension to it, but the halachic standards of honesty and integrity were so high. Remember, this is the parsha, you know, this week, in the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Schiras in Perek Yigimel, refers to Yaakov as Yaakov Hatzadik, because not only was he so medactic to always be present for work, you know, even under very difficult conditions, but that when he was there, the Rambam says that he worked as hard as he possibly could. When I was there, I was there, you know, 100%, you know, like the beautiful Rashi at the end of Sefer Dvarim of Chayav Adam Lasos, Asno, Afar Chases, Einayim, Ve'Lev, Ve'Oznayim, and we're totally focused on our learning. You know, when a person's doing Melacha, they owe that to the Baal HaBayis to be totally focused. And this is the parasha of total integrity. So the standards of integrity in the Chumash and the Halacha were so high that a person is Mineyuve, intrinsically not allowed to be Mitzuref to a Davar Sheker, even if they are not the purveyor of Sheker. Midvar sheker tirchak. It really belongs almost in its own category. Maybe the only thing we could talk about in terms of avodah zara, hiskarvus l'avodah zara, is itself a problem. You have the narayos also, right? The idea of hiskarvus l'arayos, right? So it really belongs to that constellation of averos where, you know, lo sikruvu l'galos erva, do anything that could lead. That is itself a violation. This is what the nature of Midrash Sheker Tirchak is. So at Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we'll finish off the discussion and come to the crescendo here, which is the Rambam and Deos, which I think ultimately is the answer to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Chaber about Kalana and the Chasuda.